We're doing the Avat Chesed, we're in the footnote, and the Chafetz Chaim said, I want to make a list of how many problems evolve from making a public fund and preventing the poor from going around collecting. Number one, Dita Bavot, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, V'akol lefi rov ha-maaseh, that everything gets gauged depending on how much you actually do. V'zeh l'shon ha-Rambam sham b'firush ha-Mishnah. Maimonides interprets the Mishnah to mean Shema'alot lo yegiu la'adam lefirov godel ha-maaseh av lefirov mispar ha-maasim, that when a person wants to grow spiritually, says Maimonides, it's not only gauged by one great action that changes a person, but by many actions. If you want to affect change in becoming a great person, so then the repetition of doing good deeds, that's what makes a good person. That if a person wants to develop his personality, he must repeatedly do good things, and so he will really acquire a strong hold on those traits. That doesn't happen when you just do one big act. Meaning, if you give one donation of $1 million, that won't make you into a generous person. You give 1 million donations of $1, that'll affect you to be a generous person. And the Chafetz Chaim gives that example exactly. If you give a person that really needs it, you give him 1,000 gold coins at once, but to the next guy, he didn't give anything. He won't become a generous person from one big act of generosity. Like someone who gave 1,000 gold coins one at a time, and each one he gave because he wanted to be a generous person, because that guy, he was generous 1,000 times. So he really took a strong hold on that trait of being generous. And the other guy, so one time he had a great urge and he was strongly generous. And after that one time, so he stopped being generous. Same thing with Torah. If someone redeemed someone from prison and he paid 1,000 coins, 100 coins, or he gave tzedakah for a poor man with 100 coins, which is what he needed, he's not like someone else who redeemed 10 people. Or helped 10 poor people. Even though he gave each one only 10 dinars. Till here is what the Rambam writes. What you learn from the Rambam, says the Chafetz Chaim, that a person acquires good traits in accordance with how often he does the good deeds, not how big are the deeds that he does. So now let's analyze it. If their institution is, for example, that every person puts 10 shekels in the public fund once a week, so he doesn't have to do more than that. So every day the people lose thousands of mitzvos, because if every person in the city would have given every day one shekel, so then every day they got another mitzvah. And they lost thousands of mitzvos to say deoraisa. Ki milfanim kshaya bal habayit noten bifrotrot. Because originally, when each person would give what he gave individually, haya poel tov b'chol puta o puta. So then he would actually do something positive with every coin he gave. Ukshenavo l'cheshbon shana shlema yimatzeh shechaser al yedei zeh kama alfei ribot pulot tovot. And then if you think about it, so then he's lost thousands of positive actions, because each time he gives it in bulk. That those actions have the capacity to tilt our scale in the side of merit. And this is a good enough reason on its own to remove this stumbling block from people, and that every person should give. Now, we have to analyze what he said here, because on the surface this seems to contradict something he said earlier. Earlier he said, if you put your money in a gemach, so let's say the gemach has $1 million, and you put in $1, and then they gave $1 million loan, so your $1 was what made that $1 million possible. So then it's as though you have the whole million, because you had you have a hand in that million. So there he said, it's good to put your money in a public fund. Now he's saying if the public fund is at the exchange of individually giving all the poor, so that's a bad thing, because every time you give, it's a positive thing. So I'm just saying this has to be balanced out, these two things. On the one hand, being a part of a bigger good that has capacity to do bigger good, which is important. We don't know all the poor and hungry in the town. We can't take care of everyone. So there is an aspect where it's good to be a part of the public fund. On the other hand, if it's at the expense of each person giving his own tzedakah, he says that's not good, because a person has to get into the habit that he gives. And every time you give, you've done a positive act. And that's very important, because the repetition of positive acts is what makes us into positive people. So these two concepts have to be balanced out together. Nope. The rule is, the Talmud says, that you shouldn't put all your money in one place.
Just for one time.
Ah, no, one time thing, then maybe,
If you have like a chunk of money, you're going to distribute it a little bit to a bunch of people. But then the sage come up to you and said, you know, I need this for something. And you said, okay, and you give them all that you have, because he's a sage, and it's a great this for the help of them.
Yeah, that could be. But Chazal also warned us, and you always have to remember, not to give all your tzedakah in one place. I once asked my teachers, being that I have a fund that gives different people, so initially when people would come to me, I'd always say, give someone else too, don't just give through me, because of that Gemara. And so it's halacha too, you're not supposed to put all your tzedakah in one place. But then I said to myself, but I'm not one place. Meaning I'm giving to a few different places. So I asked, and my teacher said that logic is correct. That being that it's not all going to one place, so then that constitutes I'm giving it to different people. So technically, halachically, that's correct. But between you and me, I would diversify my investments anyways. Meaning I would never trust only one person with my stuff. You know, as big as he is, I'd give him, and I'd give someone else too. It doesn't matter. That's just a logical thing. So halachically, yeah, a person could put all his money by me, but I wouldn't recommend it. Meaning, there are a lot of good things in the world, so I try to do what's good with the donations people give through me. Okay, that could be. That's a different calculation. Yeah, that could be. Right. I would still diversify my investments in life.
What, either you or the guy who comes up with a little sign.
If that's the choice, then give it to me. Right. If that's the choice, right. Yeah.
If you give someone. Say £20,000, and you only give them five, and you're wasting five, aren't you, really?
Why do you think you're wasting five? What's he going to do with the five?
Say it's for education. You're going to really need to do well £20,000. And you say, well, I'll give you five. So he takes the five as well, but then he maybe drops out halfway or can't compete with the other students, so you've wasted £5,000, you might as well just put it on a horse.
I agree that there will be situations where it's very important to help a person through. That's true. I mean,
like your point about the benefits for the soul, well, yeah, you're quite right, but then there's also a point that you could be just throwing money away. It's better maybe to invest it in one person.
Yeah, I think that there will be instances where there definitely are instances. I don't think those instances come often in life, but there definitely are instances where that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that here often. I mean, one of the goals. I encourage students to get an education where they can make ends meet. Avram Schumacher often quotes, "You give a man a fish, you've given him food for the day. You teach a man how to fish, you've given him food for life." And that's definitely the better approach. I agree. And we try to arrange loans for guys here to finish their education, long-term loans, where they pay it back over time when they can make ends meet. Because, like you said, right, 5 shekel isn't going to get him very far. He needs the 30,000 shekel or whatever it is to get his education. And right, that's also, I agree that there will be times that should be the overriding calculation. But it's not often that you know enough about a person and their financial situation that it makes sense to put so much money in one person. You have to really know enough that's really what's happening here, and that it makes sense, and that it's a logical bet. I mean, if it's charity money, it's one thing. If it's loan money, it's something else. If it's money that you need. So I think as we studied the earlier parts of the book, we discussed the risks that one should and should not take in doing chesed. So I think there are a lot of aspects that have to be analyzed with regards to that question, but I definitely agree. Yeah, there will be instances where it's more important to help one person cross a certain hurdle than to help a lot of people. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I just thought
what?
I just thought point that out.
Yeah.
Is that from Schumacher?